Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we have an email from a Burt Show listener that needs a little bit of advice. Her kid is going to a birthday party, but there's a strict gift list that they're being asked to stick to, and she wants to know if that is rude. The email says, I'm the mom of a four-year-old little boy. He has been invited to a birthday party for a friend from school on Saturday. This is the first party outside of family that has been that he's been invited to. By the way, if you don't have kids, once your kids get into the daycare slash preschool circuit, you will get invited to more birthday parties than you can count, because it's just a known fact. If you're in class, you invite the class. So be prepared for your weekends to get eaten up by birthday parties. She goes on. Well, something on the invitation seemed strange to me. However, before I get worked up and too annoyed, I want to hear from other moms of young kids. I'd like to know if this is common. On the invitation, there was a link to an Amazon wish list. The invitation said gifts are appreciated. However, we kindly ask that you stick to this list. I find this incredibly rude. I know that registries are common for baby showers and weddings, but that feels different to me. For one, these are usually gifts given to help obtain the needed items for a new household or a new baby. But when it comes to just buying toys for a little kid, it seems incredibly rude to insist that guests purchase specific items. I'm very tempted to tell the mom how rude this comes across and tell her that my son will not be attending. Am I wrong? Would you like one of the resident moms to go first real quick?
Yeah, I'm not free to speak. Because I feel like whatever opinion I have is going to be wrong.
Same. I'm going to tell you, Burt Show, I know you're a Burt Show listener, and so I'm going to try to be somewhat nice about this, but I personally believe you are wrong. I would not tell this mom how rude this comes across. If anything, as a busy working mom whose kid gets invited to a significant amount of birthday parties, the people that he's close to, I wouldn't expect this. A fellow classmate, I actually would be thrilled. I have no idea what toys this kid has, she or he has in their household. More than likely, I'm going to buy something that they already have. So the fact that you gave me a list and I can just go on there and dump something into my Amazon cart and call it a day, God bless you for making my job as a mom easier. I don't think this is rude at all. If anything, I think this is extremely helpful. And 10 out of 10 recommend other parents doing this.
Also, it might be an instance where maybe they don't want their kids to play with plastic toys. Like maybe they're trying to be sustainable. Maybe they don't want toys that make a lot of noise because someone else in the family is sensitive to it. Like, you don't know what else is going on in the home. So if there's a recommended list, like Kristen said, it makes it easier for you. It cuts down on dupes and you're respecting the family's wishes. Like, I don't understand. This isn't hard. This isn't something to be upset about.
I've always struggled with gift giving. So, I mean, this would be helpful for me if I were going to a party. I wish everyone would do this because I don't want to waste my money. So it's not like they're forcing you to bring a gift, but they're at least setting up to where you don't have to waste your money if you want to.
Dude, full disclosure, I do this for my family, for Jimmy. I did it for his birthday and I also do it for Christmas because they don't know what we bought throughout the year because we live here. Our family lives states away. So we send each other, I get Amazon wish list for my niece and nephews. They get a wish list for Jimmy and it just makes it easier on everybody.
I also just feel like it lowers down on waste. Like if you get a kid that a present he's never going to use, I'm sure the parent doesn't want to have some toys sitting around the house that they're never going to use or that they have to throw away. And also I think it could be like a financial thing as well. Like maybe your kid is asking for 10 things for their birthday and maybe you don't have the funds to be able to get them those 10 things on their list, but this is a way that you can be able to get that for them and give them the presents that they're hoping for and wanting for. So I don't see how this is rude. The only reason that it might be a little rude is if there's not anything within a certain price point. I know people are trying to stick to certain budgets with kids' birthday parties, but other than that, I think this is easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for anything that's going to streamline and make my job easier and take some stuff off my to-do list. But listen, if it's really bothersome to you, then I just don't get him a gift. But don't keep your son from the birthday party just because you think an Amazon wish list is rude. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sydney, you're taking a different stance.
I am, definitely. I think it is extremely rude. I feel like it takes the fun away from the kids. They get to go out and go to Target, go to Walmart, pick it out, and give it to the kid, and it's fun. It takes the fun out of it.
Oh, see, God bless you, because every birthday party I've gone to, I've literally purchased every gift off of Amazon. Jimmy and I, but maybe that's because he's only three, but we've never gone and like actually picked out a gift for somebody. But you do that with your kids?
We do, and it's just so much fun to see the kids open it, and they can relate to it, and then they're so excited to see them open it. So, you know, I really think it just takes the fun away, and I mean, really, I think it's rude. I don't like it. It just takes it all away.
Okay, well, I'm still team convenience.
take the thinking out of it for me.
The Bird Show.
Oh, it's so freeing to be out on your own, right? Away from your parents. Now you got roommates that understand the same situation you're in. You don't got to answer to anybody, right? If you have roommates and they're adults, or do you?
I feel like yes and no. I think it kind of depends on the situation. So here's what's going on. I am now his mother. And I didn't realize this until he disappeared for 4 days.
Just the history between the two of you guys. You've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been over 15 years, okay. About 15 years before I moved to L.A. So many of you may not know this. Wes is my best friend. A lot of you have met him. Mm-hmm. And Wes has been going through some stuff. We all have, right? And so he had the opportunity to I still to this day don't even know what he did. He had the opportunity to like hang with a friend or a girl or a friend. I have no idea where he was. I assumed maybe he was hooking up with someone because he was gone for 4 days. So I thought maybe he's shacked up is my assumption. So how this whole thing happened was this past weekend, I went to bed on Thursday night because I got kind of lit. We were recording something and we were drinking. Mm-hmm. And so I had to walk him to bed and I'm thinking, oh, he needs some help here. And so about 3 hours later, I get a notification on my doorbell cam that someone's at the front door. I'm like, who the hell is this? You know? And I look out the window and he's getting into a car. And I'm like, where is he? Oh, maybe he's just going to grab some dinner or something. He'll be back. 3 days pass. I have no idea where this man is. I didn't even know he was gone until I checked the Ring doorbell camera. Now, here's the thing that kind of bothered me. He's the kind of person when you text him, he doesn't always see it or respond. So now my brain, overthinking brain, oh no, he got blown away. The normal thing, oh, he's in a ditch. You know how we think. Mm-hmm. And so I hit him up and I'm like, hey man, are you alive? You good? I just want to make sure you're okay. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, I'm good. I said, hey bro, listen, I know that you're grown. I know you're an adult and I don't even want to know where you are or who you with, but can you just let me know if you're not going to be home for days at a time so I don't worry? Because he's not just a roommate, he's my best friend. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring it to the question to you guys. Do you think as an adult and you have another adult roommate that you're going to be gone for like a week or whatever, should you let them know, give them a heads up, or screw them, I'm an adult, I can do whatever I want?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, I think it's just like it's a common courtesy thing. Because they might actually like call the authorities and report you missing.
No.
because that's what you want. Like if you have a roommate and a roommate goes missing for 3 days, you want somebody who cares enough about the fact that you're not there that they're going to be concerned and they may report it to the authorities. Like, I haven't seen my roommate in 3 days.
I'd be more offended if my roommates didn't do
right?
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I definitely think the fact that y'all are best friends adds like an element to it, because for some reason, I don't think I would feel as obligated to say something if we weren't as good of friends and we were just roommates. Mm-hmm. But being that y'all are as close as y'all are, I get that. Because if I ask one of my friends to text me when they get home and they don't, I feel a way about it. So, yeah, I would say in your case, yes, there should be some form of a text.
Sidebar question here. So if a dude leaves, you ask him to text you when he gets home also?
Yes, sir.
I never done that.
No?
Now, if I'm on a date or it's a woman, I guess, I mean, call it misogyny or whatever, then I will. But with a dude, I've never done that.
Bert, you don't care about your,
I'm like, out the wild. They got a better chance of surviving than I do, man.
Do men not bleed?
If they do, I don't know about it.
And I don't bother telling you to do that because you never remember to do it anyway.
Here's my thing. It's one thing to ignore a roommate and not say, hey, I'm going to leave for the weekend, go for a couple of days, because I don't know what kind of relationship people have with their roommates. Some people get along really well with their roommates and it's just like a natural flow of communication to say, hey, I'm going to be gone this weekend, see you on Monday or whatever. To me, what I find very bizarre is that if I have a best friend, I'm probably texting them, if not every day, every other day. So for my best friend that I live with to just bounce and to not say anything, I do find a little bizarre.
I'm on the other side of the spectrum with on Abby on this one. If I have a best friend, we're best friends because we don't text each other every single day or call each other every single day. When I had roommates back in the day, we had one dude specifically. His name was Dennis. We used to call him the Wind because he would say, look, I'm just going to go to the mailbox, get the mail, right? And then he'd be gone for 4 days. We never really worried about him. That was just kind of the thing, right? And this was way back in the day, so you couldn't track each other as much. We never really thought that he was going to be like in any kind of danger, and there was no offense to it at all. Nowadays, it might be different, though, because you can text each other and call so easily, whereas back then you couldn't.
My true crime brain was just exploding in, oh, he's definitely dead.
So did you guys talk about it? Did you tell him?
Yes, and then he did it again the next weekend. So, yeah. He didn't.
He's probably not going to stop.
It's in his DNA.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so she is liking this guy. Moving on now. She likes this guy, and she doesn't think that she can continue dating him because strictly for one reason. His name. That's it. His name. You got something going on in your life, superficial or not, go ahead, hit us up at theburtshow.com. We can try to get you some help. Mo's got the email.
I really hope I'm not the only person with this quirk. I'm a longtime listener and remember you doing something called Am I Normal? I think this might be that, plus a side of Am I the A-hole? While I was in middle school, my friends came up with a list of names we would never date. They are our ick names. My list consists of the following names. I need to preemptively apologize to Bert. Sorry, bro. Chuck, Stanley, Ernest, Phil, Bert.
Present.
Gordon, Hank, Ned, Thad, and Willie.
It's kind of a short list.
You think so? Yours would be longer?
Mine is longer.
What names are ick for you?
Those plus probably like, I don't know, anything that sounds like it's from like the 1800s or anything. Or if it's a name that's in my family, like if it's my brother's name or my dad's name, ick. Immediate no.
Yeah, it wasn't weird at all at my brother's wedding when he was like, do you, Morgan, take Kristen to be your lawful? Yeah, my sister-in-law's name is Kristen. Spells it different, but yeah, her name is Kristen.
No, I would have to change it or go by the middle name.
We'll be at family functions together and somebody be like, Kristen, and we're both like, yeah.
Yeah, this was years ago, but these names still have the ick factor for me. Well, my dating life has been pretty bland these days. By bland, I mean non-existent. But I have the opportunity to go out with a guy. There's just one problem. His name is Gordon.
Aw, good old Gordy.
Just got
Gordy,
worse.
Gordy does sound different than Gordon to me.
It got worse.
Gordy is worse for you.
Gordy
is
worse. Gordy to the list.
No! Let's move to Gordy.
Gordy. Also,
Patrick. That's the name on my list.
Really?
Patrick. Oh. But the problem is, Patricks are always hot.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Y'all want to think about it? Okay. No, all right. I seriously don't know if I can bring myself to do it. Is this normal? Am I an a-hole? On paper, he's a great guy, except for his name. Writing this out, I know this seems so trivial, but it's not trivial to me. I simply can't imagine my future husband with the name Gordon. Do I, Megan, take you, Gordon? Nope, 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 nope. Not gonna happen. My main question for you is, should I honor my quirk or give this guy a chance? Please try not to judge me too hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm judging you hard. Okay, so...
Because your name's on the list. You have every right to judge.
That I actually understand. The unsexiest name I've ever heard of is Bert. I mean, that's an accountant or somebody that's worked on your car. He's got grease under his nails. Bert. That's who Bert is. So I'm not offended by that. But here's the deal. It doesn't sound to me like you got a whole bunch of dudes that are falling all over themselves to get to you. So if you are limiting yourself based on names that you made up years and years and years ago, then do not be when you can't get a date.
I think Gordon, objectively, out of all the names on this list, is the best out of all of them. So honestly, I think you should suck it up and go out with old Gordy.
Yes, I think when you listen to the dating woes of a lot of the people out here,
right?
You've already answered this for yourself, because the only two things worse than Gordon are bland and lonely. So before you end up with them, go with Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, you said it yourself. Like, when you wrote this out and you sent this email, yes, it doesn't sound trivial. It is trivial. Like, there's something, I don't know what your holdup is or why you're hanging on to these names, but you got to get over that hurdle. And yes, 100%, give Gordon a chance. I don't know if Gordon even wants you to give him a chance after reading this, but I you might be pleasantly surprised. Like, I never saw myself with a Bart.
Right.
But here I am.
Not one of the sexiest names, probably.
But that's why I call him Barton.
Oh, that makes it very regal.
Ooh, Barton. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how he's in my phone.
Is it really?
Barton, okay. Yes.
Here's the thing. She didn't sign her name. So my question is, how bad is yours?
Gertrude. Megan.
Yeah, what if her name is like Gertie or something?
Gertie.
Her name is Megan.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's pretty normal. Yeah.
This just really seems silly. I mean, based on the stories that Abby comes in with just about every day, just saying how like... the talent pool for dating is just so shallow. If you are eliminating, 13 guys here, whatever it is, just based on names, thinking that these guys aren't going to be quality guys just because you can't see yourself in your vows saying these names, that's really super silly.
I feel like we should, like, even the playing field, and Mo and Bert, you should come up with names of women you wouldn't date.
We'll start with Gertrude.
Okay.
I was so desperate when I was single, there was not one name that would have turned me off.
Come to think of it, I'm kind of with you.
It could have been my own name. I'd have been, all right.
Cunegunda?
Yeah, is she hot?
Yeah. That was supposed to be Kristen's name.
I remember.
My Aunt Cooney.
That's right.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Every now and then, terrifyingly, something will start trending on TikTok, and then doctors have to weigh in and be like, yeah, no, don't do that. That is stupid. There is no scientific findings behind this. And the latest trend is Rice Zempic. Full disclosure, I'm not on TikTok. I haven't signed up for it. I just wait 2 weeks for it to come over to Instagram, and then I'm in on the trend. Have you all seen Rice Zempic on TikTok?
No.
I haven't either.
Okay, so apparently this is a trendy, bizarre drink, again, that has zero scientific backing. So TikTokers are pushing Rice Zempic. It's a concoction of rice, water, and lime juice as a cheap alternative to medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, that it will spur weight loss by mimicking a hormone we naturally produce when we eat. But experts say this weird homemade beverage has zero scientific backing, and any weight loss you get from it, from drinking it, will be very temporary. One of the dietitians said, while rice water may have some nutritional benefits, such as providing a source of energy from its starch content, there is no evidence to suggest it has any properties that would significantly impact weight loss, especially in the manner that anti-diabetic medications like Ozempic do. So be smart.
Yes. People really be out here playing with their bodies.
If you have to listen to a radio show that says, hey, by the way, a prescription medication is not the same thing as starchy rice water, then I don't know what would be like. We are lost as a country.
Right?
All right. So, Rebecca, what did you do that you felt ruined your skin and you want to warn the masses?
Yeah. I had a major bless your heart moment. I'm not sure if anybody has ever misused a product more than I have at this junction. So I've never had like amazing skin.
What? You're glowing from here.
I'm wearing a hat and like glasses that are covering my face. Like I am in much silhouette. So. but I've always been kind of acne prone. Like I've got like oily skin here, dry skin here, wrinkles kind of like everywhere.
Oh, that's why you're glowing. It's just the oil. Gotcha.
Honestly. Like anything you've ever had with your skin that could go wrong, I basically either had it or have it. So when I turned 30, I decided I kind of want to be, I want to be like a skincare girly. Mm-hmm. I want to like really like curate a good regimen and move forward in my 30s with like a very good, healthy skincare life. So I did. I sat down and I bought kind of expensive products and I curated this very special fun skincare routine that I had like fun as my night routine.
So you had like serums and whatnot?
Yeah, serums, snail stuff,
uh-huh.
Lots of Korean beauty, which is where I went wrong. So 2 weeks in, my skin was looking great, but then suddenly it was like overnight, I had this explosive reaction. It was like an eruption of acne on my face, on my neck, my chest, my back. And it continued for like a couple weeks to where I was like, okay, I got to call a dermatologist and see what's really going on. So I did. And they took a look and they basically said, it looks like you're having some sort of like reaction. I would take a look at what you're using, if you've added anything into your routine that maybe isn't skin safe. So I did. I went back and I took a look at my beautiful little babies that I had bought for myself and was so excited about. And I went down the list and I Googled each product to make sure that it was skin safe and good for my skin personally. I finally got to one of my favorite items, which was a makeup cleansing oil. And this oil was very special because I had bought it sort of on a whim at an Asian lifestyle supply store in the makeup aisle, by the way. Just want to put that out there. And I didn't have the original bottle because I had decanted it into like a minimalist sort of like bottle because I'm very influenced on TikTok and I like my channel, so I look really cute. So I just had to kind of Google, okay, this is what it looked like. It was like in like an amber squeeze bottle and it had a coconut on the front. It was a makeup cleansing oil. It smelled like coconut. It really worked well to get off like sunscreen and makeup.
So it was a makeup remover.
Yes.
Okay.
So I used it to double cleanse every day in the shower on my face and on my body to get body sunscreen and makeup and sunscreen off. Well, what I Googled was very startling because it turns out I was not using a makeup cleansing oil. I was using a cooking oil.
Oh, no.
Why was it in the makeup aisle?
Beats me. And it was very cute. Like, it was like this cute little amber bottle with like a little happy coconut on it. I'm pretty sure it was in Japanese, but now I'm not so sure. I can't read Japanese, so I don't know what it says. It just said like coconut oil in little cute font. So, and it smelled really good. Like, it smelled like a cosmetic, I guess, because it was like a coconut based cooking oil.
Of course.
But yeah, my skin didn't like that.
No, I wouldn't imagine smearing cooking oil all over your face was going to be good.
No. So, I stopped using that and it kind of cleared up pretty quickly after that.
I was going to say, your skin does look lovely now.
Thank you.
Well, I was like thinking this is going to have to be a major PSA so people know, but it seems like you're getting some really niche products there.
Maybe get products you can read.
Yeah.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Christine, relationship OCD is a real thing.
It is a real thing, and you don't have to be in a relationship to experience it. Singles can experience it as well. So I found this article from the New York Post absolutely fascinating, and I wanted to pass it along to you guys. So what is relationship OCD?
Relationship OCD is when people are super anxious and worried that they haven't chosen the right partner when there's no real evidence that there's anything wrong with their relationship. And this is coming from Gemma Cribb from Equilibrium Psychology. And she's telling this to an Australian newspaper. She goes on to say they think, I don't want to make the wrong choice. So they create this big quandary for themselves. Should I leave? Should I stay? They obsess about it, picking at their partner like, oh, he's slightly balding, or I don't really get along with his mom that well. So now while relationship OCD isn't an official diagnosis, mm-hmm. it does describe a particular way that a diagnosis of OCD can manifest, and experts are taking it seriously. By making mountains out of molehills, hello, Gemma says, people can traumatize themselves and their partners in the process while trying to work out whether their thoughts are indicative of a real problem or if it's just anxiety. So here are some signs. Okay. If you're fixated on infidelity, they say relationship OCD can also present itself as doubting the partner's infidelity. Even though there's no evidence that the partner is cheating on them, people may display all these sorts of checking behaviors and reassurance thinking behaviors, like checking their phone, asking them, where were you? What did you do? Did you talk to your ex? When there's no real evidence for infidelity. That really seems to be on the rise, they said. And like I said before, Abby, singles aren't exempt from relationship OCD.
Oh, I know. I'm single and I'm mentally ill. This is not news.
So Gemma goes on to say relationship OCD doesn't even need to involve the talking stage, let alone an actual full-blown relationship. It can be experienced by singles looking for love. She goes on to say, you know, on the dating apps, you got all the data available to you that if you had to date in real life, you wouldn't have. So you choose with your head to start with rather than your heart. It's a long way from the old days. So what leads to relationship OCD? For many people who experience relationship OCD, there's usually some kind of pre-existing anxiety in the background, or it can come from the situationship they're in. Sometimes it stems from the dynamics of the relationship. Maybe their partner is not making them feel secure in the way they need to be feeling. But oftentimes it's just a result of just their way of being in the world and their intolerance of uncertainty. So your symptoms fall into two categories, obsessions and compulsions. That is what OCD is. Obsessions include doubts as to whether people truly love their partner or whether their partner is the one, fears about not truly loving or being attracted to their partner, fixation on negative aspects of their partner or relationship, concerns over harming their partner by choosing to stay with them. And then you have compulsions. This includes someone being intimate with their partner to check for arousal or emotional connection, repeatedly confessing concerns over the relationship or attraction to their partner to other people, frequently breaking up with their partner or researching relationship issues online, avoiding intimacy, avoiding others out of fear of being attracted to them. And as far as the treatment goes, clinicians say cognitive behavior therapy, CBT. This is a goal-oriented type of talk therapy. It's been found to be highly effective.
It's amazing anybody stays together forever, man. When you, when you consider, like, I mean, we're all screwed up in our own ways, right? Finding the person that can offset your baggage and vice versa. It's amazing anybody stays together to me.
I mean, I feel like this is something that I may have struggled with because I'm such an overthinker, but I think every time I was questioning my partner, there was evidence.
I was like, I don't know. It sounds like there's some legitimacy here to whatever they're feeling.
I might have been running from it, but the evidence was there.
Ladies, you have been maybe unwillingly, definitely unwillingly and unknowingly spreading a myth, a rumor about science when it comes to other women that we now know is absolutely false.
Yeah, up until now, we have really thought that women had Bluetooth connection in their uteruses because me, Cassie, and Kristen will always be like, I'm on my period, and then they'll be like, I'm on my period, and we're like, we're synced up.
We've heard this a million times over the years, right? Women in sororities constantly saying, yeah, the entire house was synced up after a while. We've heard it for decades.
And now I have the official proof to debunk this myth. This is coming from CBC News, Dr. Jen Gunter, who apparently is called the internet's gynecologist, according to this caption.
Wow. She's a lot of hoo-haws.
Quite the title.
I see them every day online. And not real ones, just figuratively.
And she is saying that this whole period syncing thing is a total myth.
the greatest single myth or misconception about menstruation is the idea that if you put a bunch of women together, that they're all going to cycle in sync, because that is not true. First of all, it's been studied, so we know it doesn't happen. We have excellent evidence-based medicine to show it's not true. Secondly, there's no biological mechanism for it to happen. If you understand how menstruation works, if you read my book and understand the hormone signaling, there's no outside influence for that. And then people say, oh, what about pheromones? No one has actually ever proven the existence of human pheromones. I know the perfume industry would have you think otherwise, but no one has proven they exist. And humans do not have a functioning vomeronasal organ, which is the organ to detect pheromones. Dogs do. They have huge ones. We don't. But the thing that I really hate about that is it positions women as breeders that are not in control of their own body, that somehow they can be affected by the herd, that they're not thinking beings. And so I think it's awful on that level, but it's absolutely not true. And it's just mathematics. If you take two randomly occurring events and line them up, they will at times be in sequence and at times not. And you just remember the time when you're in sequence.
Shocking!
How about that?
Wow. Right?
So every time I've been accused of pulling somebody, it was not true!
No. And we tested this theory because I was trying to get my period before my cousin's wedding. Yeah. And we rubbed up against each other.
We did.
Consensually.
Consensually.
There are two things to chew on here. There's the sinking, but also there's no pheromones.
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I know.
That was a shocker too, because like, as she said, like, you know, and there's something, I don't know how it got into my Instagram algorithm, but some kind of perfume that's supposed to make a man go wild because of pheromones. But according to her, that does not exist.
Oh, I've definitely searched for that perfume on Amazon before.
Yeah.
It's like the body oil that you put on. It's supposed to like activate certain chemicals in your body to make you more attractive to the opposite sex. I didn't order it, but I did think about it.
Well, according to her, it's all...
Yeah,
nothing's real.
I bet Fauci's behind both of these. Freaking science. The science thing.
All right, Cassie, gentle parenting. It bit you in the booty.
I mean, maybe I'm just a failure as a parent, because that's also very possible.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yay.
It's so much fun. Let's fail together.
But I have been trying what's called gentle parenting, and that doesn't mean pushover parenting. Like, it just means you handle things a little more emotionally and gently with your kids, rather than the overbearing authoritative, you must do this now kind of feel,
no
right?
No reasoning, just it's my way or the highway parenting.
Yeah, not that way, but so much as like, you give them the reason. We don't do this because of this, or you redirect, or things like if they're running, you don't say, don't run. You say, walk, please, because if you fall, you will hurt yourself, remember? So you give them explanations, and it takes a while to sink in. But with my eldest daughter, who's 4, it's been really successful, and she's very sensitive, so it's worked great. I also have a 2-year-old who's almost 2.5, and we have actually discussed getting his hearing checked because he doesn't even respond to his name. And it is getting to a point, and his hearing is fine. We've already had it tested. He's fine. He just ignores us. He don't give an F. He will do what he wants if he wants to do it. And he'll do that thing where he also, you're like, please don't do this. And he'll just stare you in the eye and walk and go do it. And he thinks it's funny, like he's being cheeky, but it's getting tiring. And so I'll try the same tactics, like, Max, don't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Max, or I'll remove him or redirect him, everything. Sometimes he won't even listen. And I find I have to yell at the top of my lungs to even get him to slowly turn his head and look at me. And I'm like, I don't want to be the yelling parent, but that's the only way you listen. And now his sister is learning from him. Mm. And so I set him down, guys, and she'll start crying. And I'm like, I don't want to yell. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm this parent. I don't want to yell, but you're forcing me to. And I can be better. I just don't know what to do, because Max is also hitting and biting now. And I know it's because he doesn't have the words he needs to express himself genuinely. He's not a mean kid. And I can see when he gets frustrated, he just can't verbalize it. Right. And I am at a loss for what to do.
Yeah. This is why I stuck to raising cats.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.